Cool. So, what up, what up, what up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Random Cool Show. My name is Jam TJ, and I'm hosted by my co-host and best friend. Why don't you state your name for them, good sir?
Hey, everybody. This is Derek, also known as Nacho or Notch. How's everybody doing? It's the new year.
It's time to get ready. We're actually on this episode is Fortnite. Fortnite and cool things. So Fortnite is going to be displayed of our gameplay on our YouTube channel, which is the Random Cool Show. And we're still going to have the audio on all the podcast platforms that you guys can listen to. So this is just a different dynamic of what myself and Nacho are going to give you guys. And it's going to be fun. We're not gamers. We just love to play video games. And you can see how bad we do. But sometimes we actually get dubs.
Yeah, for not being gamers, we're pretty decent. We usually don't do builds if you play Fortnite, but we just wanted to throw something different at you. It's the new year, new things for you guys to check out. It's really cool to be able to play and still record because we do. TJ lives down in Pueblo. I live in Parker, so we're 100 miles away exactly, which is pretty crazy. It's 100 miles. But this is how we communicate some days. We'll just play when he doesn't have the kids or even play with the kids. Sometimes his boy will play and then the girls will cheer in the background, and it's fun. I like it. I think it's really cool.
Yep.
I suck at video games, but it's fun to keep in touch with people this way as well. So
nah, give yourself some credit, Notch. You know, we don't suck. We actually get dubs. Come on, man. We're not professionals, but
I'll tell you this: if you played Fortnite this season, they also introduced Lego Minecraft, or it's like Lego. It's like Minecraft, but in Lego on Fortnite. I've leveled so up peaceful. Only through Lego, so
peaceful.
I just go around collect wood and level up. So no, we're pretty decent. So if you do check it out. Tell us how we do. If you got any insights, we don't really build. We'll play some build sometimes, but we'll see how this goes. So if we get a little distracted or start talking shit, or get mad or say some weird stuff, it's definitely because we are out. On here. I am going to show TJ this little secret area that I found out that apparently everybody else knows about. So
yeah, I need to see this. So I'm playing as Donatello from the Ninja Turtles, and not just playing Miss Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. So we're going to go ahead and get this. And so to pay the bills, make sure you guys check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you guys go to the Cool Attire Shop to get all your Cool Attire and Random Cool merch. And make sure you guys be on the aware of questions of the week on Instagram and Twitter. And further ado, we're going to go into the question of the week.
Yeah.
Question of the week is, what's the most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly?
I'm glad we asked the listeners this because I really had to ponder this. Let's think. So, and again, like I said, we're playing. So if I start yelling like, it's this way, yeah, go this way. T, land at the
just
pink.
Bear with us.
There's a team with us, so just be aware of that.
Oh, shit. I got somebody on me, but I got two chests.
So they know as well as we know. Damn it. So let's see. I don't know. I want to hear what the listeners have said. It's something I'd have to think about. I've been shot down a few times, but I've had race brought
these
into
guys
it,
real
not...
quick. All right, I got these guys. We're good. So the most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly. They called me handsome, but they had a different tone when they said handsome. You know when somebody goes like, oh yeah, you're handsome. Yeah, like you're handsome. Something like that.
Okay. That's definitely a strange way. Oh, that is not you.
Oh shoot!
I thought that was you.
Notch is by himself. I'm headed towards him real quick.
We should ask them. You ugly? Yeah. You ugly?
You look lovely.
Oh come on! I ran out of bullets. Okay. This sucks.
Let me run towards Notch real quick.
Yep, I'm gonna have to throw this up.
Okay, so the next one says, you look like your father.
Wow, that's a... I mean, you could take... It could go either way. That might be.
It could.
Oh, I might be down. Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm down.
Not just, oh, he's fighting somebody.
Wasn't paying attention. He's just out there. He's hurt. Go ahead and heal me, T. Real quick. Yeah, you're good.
Are we playing builds or no build? Oh, shit. We're playing no builds.
Perfect.
Okay. The next one is, do you get enough sleep?
Wow. And go T's right there. I got him.
Got him. He's dead.
Perfect.
Okay. Next one is, you have a face for radio. A face for radio, huh?
That one is kind of.
Let's see. This one says, my husband's ex-wife had a bad case of acne, and I said to him, it looks like her face was on fire and someone tried to put it out with an ice pick.
Wow.
That's fucking terrible.
That's rude. I don't know if it's maybe I blocked it out. I don't think I've really had like a major one like that. I have been compared to celebrities. I actually, you know what? I met a girl on a, where we met up and we decided to go on a date and stuff like that. And then she said, I looked, of course, it's always brought up. If you know me, apparently I look like Justin Long. She said, I look like that.
Yes, you do.
When I said the race and that, she's like, oh, I thought you were white, and then just stopped. All right, I'm not really Justin Long, but even if I don't think, is this builds T breaking down rocks?
This is, oh shit, I forgot. It's no builds. My bad.
Here, come down here. So I'm going to show you where it's at real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Show me this secret hideout.
We're going to go this little secret place on Fortnite.
Okay.
Oh no, storm. I don't know if we should go to it because it's a stupid storm.
I mean, we're close to.
Because you have to backtrack, but it's down here. Do you see this?
Oh, I've never been down here. This is crazy.
We got like chest and a whole bunch. I should eat that because I'm hurt.
I've never been down here. This is crazy.
No, speaking of the Justin Long thing, one time I was on the light rail coming from a football game, the Broncos, with my dad. And this drunk guy was staring at me. And my dad's like, do you know this guy? Like, dad's a little feisty, and I was like, I don't know. And he's like, you look so familiar. Who are you? Like, you look like a celebrity. And then this drunk girl was like, Justin Long, like freaked out. Thought I was Justin
it's
Long.
Justin and then Long.
I'm on the light rail from downtown Denver, or Mile High, basically that area, all the way to Jordan, which is probably a good 30-minute ride. Everybody's talking about how it looked like Justin Long.
That's funny as hell. You know what's funny? Erica freaks out because the other day we were at TJ Maxx and there was this girl, didn't say anything to Erica at all. And we were in, oh shit, we might die.
Yeah, you got to go under here, but then, you got to go back. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
so just make sure you have
this
health.
This is crazy. I've never seen this before.
Even if we die, I'm going to heal myself up because I'm about to die.
Make sure you find a med kit. Find a med kit.
Yeah.
There's some fish right here, though.
But what happened to TJ Maxx?
We were at TJ Maxx, and this girl would not say anything to Erica while she was at the counter. And then I came up and was like, hey, how you doing? She goes, oh, I'm good. She goes, has anyone told you that you look like Will Smith?
What?
You look like Will Smith, but your face is fuller than Will Smith is. It's like, and you're not the, I was like, you're not the first time that someone's ever told me that I look like Will Smith, but you didn't say anything to my wife, and my wife is fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious. Yeah. Let me see. What's the next one? Yeah. She was like, you look like Will Smith, but you have a fuller face. I was like, oh, well, thank you. You're not the first one to tell me that I look like Will Smith.
Please don't just stare at us. My wife's going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're making this awkward.
Making this super awkward.
We gotta go.
For me and my wife.
You got to go this
way,
too?
Shit. We're on no builds, Notch. I don't know if we can make
it. Yeah, No, you got to go around. Swim. Yeah.
Which way?
No, you don't got to swim. You just got to go up.
Let me follow you.
It sucks. Like, so go around and then up.
Oh, shit. I'm at 29. I might die.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I might die. And I just took a med kit. I need to find another med kit.
There's one right there, but that's just good. One. That's all I have.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all I need. I need that for now.
We need to get out of here.
Why is it going so fast?
We need to go.
Okay, 25. I'm at 25.
If we die, at least you got to see that spot. So
yeah, that's all right. That's a crazy ass spot.
Just if you take the zip line, it's right there. The line.
Okay. Come on, I got 12. I'm about to die. No.
Come up the zip line, and I should be able to take get your card if you.
5, 4, 3, 2.
No, don't die off the mountain.
Ooh, I'm right here. Perfect. I'm right next to you.
Oh, I gotta.
We're close. I got 89. Yeah. All right. Next one. Let's see. My classmate during junior high had a crush on a girl. He was quite serious about her. He and I were close since childhood. One day after class, I saw him staring at her from one end of the building to the other. It was a cute moment. So I asked him if he's serious about her. What did he like about her? He said she's nice and thin, fair, straight hair, and has clear skin. Then he says, you're fat and you have pimples, and I wonder if you're ever going to find someone.
Wow.
It was a very harsh moment for me, but for him it was fun, and he didn't think twice as if it was something as a normal remark. What a dick.
Some harsh words going on around this.
What a dick.
What's going on with all the pimples? I'm guessing these are all high school stories.
It has to be high school. So yeah,
if anybody's rude like that, they shouldn't even be on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have two stories of my own, personal. Erica loves these, Erica's my wife. There was one time I was, let me see. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Hold up. Nacho's getting fired at.
Oh, no, you're good. You can tell the story.
Okay.
Nope, I kind of know what I'm doing.
I'm awake. Yeah. So in Denver, I used to love vests when I was 23. I used to love wearing vests when I went out. And Eric goes, that vest doesn't look good on you. I was like, whatever. I look fly. I look fresh. Whatever. She loves the story. So I was up in Denver and I was walking around. And I think I was at London and Chuck, and I hear this girl goes, that vest ain't working for you, honey. I was like, wow. So I took it off. I was pissed. And then the next time I was on the college campus and I was wearing my Willy Wonka glasses, which is
the
white frames. Okay. I was wearing the white frames. And this girl goes, oh, my God, you look like Soulja Boy. I was pissed. I broke them right in half in front of her.
Right in front of her. That's crazy.
Right in front of her.
Soulja Boy is, like, hardcore on social media these days. He'd probably, freak out if you heard that. He thinks he's, top dog these days. I'm like, bro, you need to calm down.
Yeah, he needs to calm down. Okay, let's see. The last one. You look like a mint 56 Chevy with the doors open. That's fucked up.
Wow. Well, I hope that person grew into their ears. Because I'm guessing that's what that's about.
I hope so, too.
All right, T, come and grab this.
That is the worst. Oh, I got
minis. Get in it.
I got minis.
There you go.
Nice. That is the worst. That's the worst to hear. What's the most unorthodox way that someone's called you ugly, Notch?
Yeah, those are some heaters. I don't know if I have a story off of that. I would have to think about that. That's definitely. I feel like I've had more stories about people just throwing hate and shade at us.
Yeah.
TJ was talking about the mall, and it just made me think about the one time that we went to Burberry, ready to purchase. Shit. Do you remember that?
That was Burberry. Cherry Creek Mall.
At Cherry Creek Mall. And we had, it's not like we're poor or like thugs or anything. And we went in there. I wanted to buy a Burberry belt, had the money for it. And the dude that was at the store just straight up was like, "You don't belong in here."
Right.
Like, what do you mean we don't belong in here?
You don't belong here.
What do you, what?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I don't belong here.
Where do I belong then? Just that made me think about that when you were talking about the vest. I was like, yeah, but do you remember when this happened?
Yeah. Fucking Cherry Creek Mall. That's just a bougie ass store, dude. Ugh, I hate that mall. I hate that mall.
Oh, I will never go to that mall. I don't think I've ever been back to that mall.
I make decent money, but not that kind of money.
But like at that point, I'm pretty sure we were in high school at that time. We went up there with Trey. I remember he was driving. Like a belt was only like $300. I know I had the money for it because I loved Burberry. I had other things by Burberry that I wore that was actually legit Burberry. And it was just straight up rude, man. People could be rude. Yeah. Not even knowing.
That mall. That mall. If I could leave a fucking Yelp review, that mall sucks.
We should just do it now. Back in 2004.
I visited your mall.
There was a guy there. Yeah. If he's still there, I want him fired. Right now.
Rude.
I expect compensation for this.
Yeah.
I've never worn Burberry since then.
I boycotted that guy. Burberry.
Yeah, I don't think I have that type of interesting story. That's a unique one. The one about the doors open, that one was harsh. That was probably the worst thing that I've heard.
No, there's a guy to our right.
He's running. I think he's by himself.
Yeah, he's by himself. Oh, they're gone. All right, let's get into top five. The top five question of the week. Let's see. Are you ready, Notch?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it.
All right. Listeners, are you ready? Top five question of the week. Top five countries with the most billionaires in the world.
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of billionaires.
Well, I'm going to go.
What five countries are the top five countries with the most billionaires in the world?
I don't even see the United States being up there unless they move here. Are you saying they live here in the United States or they're from?
Nope, in the world. In the world.
So I'm saying Dubai has to be up there because a lot of people live out in Dubai.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Dubai, I'll put the United States in there.
Okay.
No, Switzerland has the banks out there where you don't get maybe Switzerland.
The offshore banking.
Yeah, Switzerland. I know you got to look at drug lords and stuff like that.
He said drug lords.
them dudes make money.
Hey, but you know what's crazy though? They don't disclose their shit.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to go on Forbes and be like, "Hey, welcome to my crib. I got a tiger. He's illegal." So Dubai, the United States, maybe China, just because of their economy or what they pull out, bring out to the world, exports more than imports. Dang, that's hard.
Yeah.
Let's start off top 10 again. Let's go 10.
Top 10 with 52 billionaires, United Kingdom.
The UK, huh?
Yep. United Kingdom has 52 billionaires. Okay. Number 9 is Taiwan with 51 billionaires, which is weird that they're above United Kingdom. Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make sense. Which is weird, but whatever.
See, I think you just gave them the number 1 at number 10. What is going on?
Number 1. Okay. Number 8 is Canada with 63 billionaires.
So our neighbors, eh?
Yep, our neighbors to the Great White North. Oh, shoot. Number 7 is Italy with 64 billionaires. Oh, shit. I got people on me. People on me.
Oh, you're
shit,
so far away.
Fuck.
I didn't even realize you were that far away.
All shit. Right. I know you're in the water. I'm going to chill here because they don't know where I'm at.
Okay.
Don't see me. I'm going to jump in the water. Team
right here.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 6 is Hong Kong with 66 billionaires.
Oh, I'm getting sniped. Number
5 is Russia with 105 billionaires.
Okay, I can see Russia. Yeah.
Yep.
So number 5, Russia.
Yep, number 5 is Russia. Number 4 is Germany with 126 billionaires. Number 3 is India with 170 billionaires. India has a lot because they got that oil money. Shit, I'm about to die.
Yeah, yep. There's a dude way up top. My car's in
the water.
I see, yeah. Okay. India, huh?
India is number 3. China, number 2 with 495 billionaires.
Yep.
And number 1, of course, the great United States with 735 billionaires.
I feel like the billionaires with the United States probably came from other countries and moved here.
Probably.
Based off of that.
You know what's crazy about Saudi Arabia that I learned? Saudi Arabia guys.
Oh, I didn't even think about Saudi Arabia.
Disclose their money to the government.
Oh, that's probably why they're not on the list.
That's exactly why they're not on the list.
I would have thought they would have been number 1. They don't have to
disclose it. Yep. Yep, and that is top 5 quizzy of the week.
I could see all of those, definitely. The United States one, it's just, I don't think the money was made here.
No, of course not.
It's just the United States is such a sought-after place to live.
Of course not.
Unless you're trying to go to Switzerland to hide your money.
Yeah. You want to do some offshore banking. You want to keep your shit under wraps, of course. That's just how it works. So let's get to the topic of interest. Taylor Swift and the Swifties. What do you think is the impact that she has on the Kansas City Chiefs this year?
I think it was a huge impact. And today, I don't know if – I forgot the girl's name, but she was just released from prison. I'm pretty sure you guys know who I'm talking about.
Rose Blanchard.
It was so – she's such a big impact. She was kicked out – or she was told by her parole officer she needed to leave Missouri today, which she was upset because she wasn't going to be able to see Taylor Swift or meet Taylor Swift at the game.
I saw that.
To me, that is just so crazy that Taylor has such an – I mean, it's – in my opinion, it's huge. It's good for the NFL. They're going to make money, a lot more viewers, because sometimes T, come down to me. Sorry, oh, I apologize.
I see you.
Grazie. And we're just watching the game. I'm a Bronco fan, so we got to see Kansas twice.
Right.
I think it really helped the NFL. It made a lot of money. I think exposure like this can harm. Luckily, Taylor's not like super active on social media and like wants everybody to know her business. I think she kind of kept it a little bit more private. If it was a Kardashian, she would have been dancing. See, there's people up there. They're shooting me.
Yep.
Oh, that's a squad. That's it right there.
Oh yeah. That's us. That's us.
I think it impacted Travis Kelce more than anything.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Oh shit. I'm down again.
I think Kelce was impacted. Let's see.
We suck again.
Oh, no. Yeah, Travis Kelce's game has definitely gotten a lot worse, if we'd say, since this happened. And that just my exposure when he had his little temper tantrum the last game.
Throwing his helmet.
Throwing his helmet. I really think it is the spotlight. They do show him a lot more and they bring it up and that could impact somebody. So I think for his mental health, I think it's kind of really bothered. He might not say it, but I think it's definitely impacted him a little bit more.
than Taylor Swift. Probably because Taylor Swift's been in the limelight a lot more and she knows how to handle
all those people. Yeah, it's nothing to her.
Yeah, she's dealt with it. Her music's all about that. So we'll see. Kansas is a very tough team this year. They're not the hottest team, but you know how they'll always be there. We'll see how they do in the playoffs. Money-wise, I think the NFL definitely got impacted by it. I did hear an announcer got let go, or he wasn't announcing games with Kansas anymore because he said that it was enough that they shouldn't show her as much, which I agree. At the beginning, it was constantly like camera was panning to her. They had tagged where she was going to be sitting and stuff like that. But it's the media. They're going to do what they need to do to make money. So those Swifties love it. Me and my brother, he's a Swiftie. He loves Taylor Swift. And we had a conversation and he was like, I watch sports now. He didn't even say football. And I was like, all right. I watch sports. He didn't know it was football. Good for him.
You know, it's crazy. I think that Kansas City has a curse from Taylor Swift just because they're under so much of a microscope that it makes it different for them. But the gameplay that KC's been doing this year is so different. Like, they don't look like they're a standout team this year. They don't. Like,
yeah.
Granted, they're top tier, but the way they've been playing visually, opposed to being on paper, they're such a different team from last year. Last year, they dominated people.
And I think this it could, year, not so me much. Personally, I think it could come down to the stamina. Think about it. They've been in the Super Bowl, so they have a longer. I mean, it is two more weeks. But look at the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets look tired a lot more.
The Nuggets look good though.
They do, but they don't look the same as last year. But again, things are different. Even Jokic said, "Hey, we are tired," because he did have to play. He had to play an extra 18 games compared to everybody else.
In season tournament.
Yeah.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. But
You can't count them out as a Bronco.
No, of course not.
We see them all the time here in Colorado, so we get to experience
Kansas
twice a year.
KC is such a different team when it comes to the playoffs.
We get to experience the pain of them kicking our ass every year. So,
yeah, for real. Every freaking year. So, yeah, I think the Swifties, I think with this realm, the Swifties have made such more of a following for KC, not for men, but for women, because they love Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift is a fucking, she's a gold mine.
Yeah.
She's a gold mine.
She definitely is.
And I applaud her because I would love to be on her PR team, because the way how they did things, which is crazy, they called Kendrick Lamar to re-record all her songs from her last video that she, or last album she had, or last two albums that she had.
Yeah.
And it's just, she's a genius when it comes to that. Taylor Swift is a genius when it comes to that. Like, that girl knows what she's doing.
She definitely does.
She does. Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
I just saw somebody and I try to emote with him, but he ran.
Got him.
No, he was my friend. he was chasing me, and then I found a pistol, and he, like, turned around, stopped, and he got all scared. I was like, dude, I'm trying to emote with you. I'm not trying to hurt you.
Shit, I got somebody else on me, too. And I have no ammo. I have no ammo.
Come run over to me. I've got a pistol.
Okay. I'm right here.
We'll see.
Oh, come on, bro.
He's so fixated on you. He didn't even see me.
He's here.
I'll tell you what. I give all those YouTubers that play games and still hold the conversation. It's pretty tough. I've never done this we could talk and everything, but we haven't played this in forever. So I'm like really focused.
Multitasking.
Right? They have to look at their, like, all the live comments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They got to deal with me talking all the shit.
This is definitely new territory for us. All right. Cool. All right. Let me see. So paranormal shit, aside from the Taylor Swift shit, what have you found on the internet that holds a candle for the paranormal activity that's happening? I know we're in a realm where nobody cares too much about paranormal stuff like we used to in the 90s, but it's still very prominent today.
It definitely is. And you have a lot of stories that come out like hauntings or sightings. I think it's crazy how all of a sudden UFOs, what are they called now? They're not called UFOs.
They're called UAPs, which I don't understand why they changed the name, because it's still the same thing. Still the same thing. They're just trying to change people's mindset of calling them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. But they're UAPs. They're unidentified aerial phenomenon. UAPs, yeah. That's what they call them.
You have a lot more sightings these days of UAPs or UFOs and stuff like that, which is really cool to see if it's an actual thing. I know there were some sightings in Colombia. Oh, no, it was Peru. Because I remember thinking, I was like, oh, I love Peru. That's crazy that there's a problem with what's going on. So in Peru, what I read, that in the mountains, in these little villages, they're seeing lights and stuff that's just not normal. But then the government said that it's not UFOs, that it's actually the drug lords smuggling.
They got smuggling. Drones.
Yeah.
They got smart.
And they're using drones and planes and helicopters that these villages aren't used to. So they're coming out and doing all that stuff. I keep on getting shot at. I don't know where it's shot from. Oh, there it is. It's up on that building. He's right here. They didn't see me.
Right here. I see, homie. Ah.
Got one?
Okay, one's down. Where's the other homie?
Oh, gosh, he's a jumper.
Where are they?
He's up in the air. He's everywhere.
Got him.
Stop jumping.
He's down. Good shit, Notch. Sucker. Okay, go ahead, continue.
He was a jumper. He was all over the place. Jeez.
I think when it comes to the UFOs, just like the last episode, we have become so desensitized with things that and so much information that we already know that things exist, that it's just like, it's nothing to us.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing to us.
No, that's exactly.
Like, we already know.
Yeah. It would just be nice if they actually told us what was going on, what it is, what's out there. I would love to just know. Why am I? This is so tough. This is why I'm not a gamer, guys.
we're trying to keep it together.
Don't watch
y'all.
My gameplay. I can't aim. Oh, we're still got him though.
Keep it together. All right, I'm good.
Got him.
You good?
Hey. For a second, I got 5 kills. It's not bad.
Shit, Nacho has 5 kills. I got 1. He's out here smoking cats. But I feel the same way. Like, remember earlier in the year when NASA revealed, all the UFO stuff that they found? But they really weren't, like, forthcoming to everything 100%. It was still, like, kind of like this gray area. I'm like,
no.
Why are you guys doing something so, like, little? But you guys aren't doing something like to just inform us. Like, you've already understood, like, we're not going to go crazy. Like, you don't have to worry about us causing a riot because we know the aliens exist. We know they do. Like, don't bullshit us. We know they exist. Like,
they were
why
like
are we
only
doing this?
One thing a year. We don't want to overstimulate their brains to where everybody starts popping. I really think the government or NASA or whoever was just like, we don't want to give you way too much.
Too much info. Yeah, I get that. But which is weird because the world we live in, we already know there's shit out there. We already know. Like, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. Like, we know there's stuff out there. We're not dumb. We've seen it before. Like, Like, come on. Like, just be real with us so that way we can sleep good at night.
I did read that there is a stretch of highway here in Colorado by Thornton. I looked it up, and it's the most haunted road in America.
Is it Old Camp Road?
No, it's this stretch between Thornton and Denver. Like, I had to look it up, and I was like, isn't Thornton, like, this area? Sorry, killing somebody.
Because I know Old Camp Road has that one where they
That's
tell
in
you
Colorado
to,
Springs, correct?
It's in Springs, yeah. And they tell you, like, you put powder on your hood,
yeah,
and
the
if
Gold
you go
Camp
out there
Road.
With your hood, that there's, like, children footprints and handprints because the bus, something happened with a school bus that children died. And it makes me think of that movie, Trick or Treat.
Yes.
Remember that movie,
yes.
Trick or Treat?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great movie.
That was a good movie. Oh,
I remember when that came out, and nobody talks about that movie anymore. But
that movie's so good.
Gold Camp Road is in Colorado Springs. That's kind of near Manitou. And then, it's this stretch in Denver. They said it's the most haunted road in America. And I started reading about it. I need to get more information. But I think that's pretty cool that they still talk about that. I mean, it's more... I don't know if it's a gimmick to get people to go out there because there's nothing out. Maybe it's not
like
Thornton.
It's a spark.
I think it's Brighton. I do apologize. I believe it's Brighton because Thornton's north of Denver and this one's like more northwest, northeast.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm pretty sure it's Brighton, which when I was out there, it was just nothing but fields and smell like nasty manure.
Yeah.
I went to, it's near Greeley. That's all I know. And Greeley smells like cow shit.
Did you know
the
Stanley Hotel sold?
I did. I saw that they did get a new owner.
Yeah, somebody bought it.
That just recently happened. They said they were going to keep it the same, just new owners, which is really cool. If you haven't been out there, that is an amazing place.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you ever come to Colorado, please go to the Stanley Hotel. I've never been. I would love to go there and stay there. Just the history and stuff. My mom goes up there for like jazz fest and stuff like that, but she never stays in the hotel. I would love to stay in the hotel.
Yeah. I've been up there a few times. I used to go there almost every year to go to the Irish Scottish Festival. Really cool if you want to see real jousting, not fake jousting. These guys play for like 20,000 or 25,000. So they're actually like
crazy.
Knocking people's heads off. But I went out there at Stanley Hotels out there. Don't expect it to be as haunted as you think it is just because it was a Stephen King book. when you go out there, and they'll tell you. Some it's based off around the hotel, but a lot of it wasn't even filmed over there.
It's so crazy.
So there's, I don't believe, unless they put a maze in there, I don't think there's a maze. Last time I was there,
I don't
think
there's a maze up there. Yeah, I don't think there's a maze up there.
Beautiful area, though. I love that area.
See, and I'm definitely afraid to drive up there. I hate driving up the mountains. Like, even to go to Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek sells the shit out of me because... narrow ass roads, like, ugh, I hate driving up there. Hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Talking paranormal, T, have you ever had a paranormal experience or have you ever done anything? I know we used to go out to the farm.
Yes, Corner farm.
House, yeah, down in Polo East or County.
So do you remember when you and I went to that one old house on, it was on the west side of Pueblo. And you had your camera, but we didn't see anything. But when we went out to the coroner house out in the county, remember when we saw that wolf?
Yeah, there was a dog out there, which is pretty crazy. Because
so, yeah, go ahead.
Story of coroner house out in Pueblo East or the county is there's a farm out there. It's supposedly been haunted by the children, the father, mother, and a dog. The father killed the family and the dog. It's all blocked off. It's like a high school place. Everybody goes out there. There's a whole bunch of graffiti. It was crazy. I took my cousin from Seattle out there once. I don't know if you were with me. I think Trey was with us at the time.
I wasn't with you.
He was freaking out when we went out there. And we pulled up and there was a whole convoy of cars. And we get out there and they're like, hey, have you ever been out here? We heard about this. We're from ASU, Arizona State University. We've heard about this. And I was like, yeah, cool. I'll be your tour guide. I've been out here plenty of times.
Right.
We go through the fence
to get to this. I take them in there down, and there's two different buildings. One is like almost like there's no floor, it's just a basement. There's a whole bunch of like satanic stuff written on the walls, just graffiti everywhere. And these fools pull out a Ouija board.
No, thank you.
They pulled out. They pulled out candles and Ouija boards, and my cousin, my sister, Trey, and I, we just booked it. Just gone. Nope. There's your tour. Thank you. We're out. Craziness. But yeah, speaking of that, when we went out there, it's supposedly guarded by the dog, and the fence. There's no way to. You have to crawl through the barbed wire fence, or there's no like holes in it or anything at the time, and. We saw this dog, pale dog, run across the road through the fence. There was no, like, holes. It didn't, like, it caught. It was pretty thick barbed wire. Pretty crazy stuff that happened, so.
That was a crazy time because it was me, you, Trizzy, G, and Luann that were out there. And remember when we saw that SUV, like, old SUV that was rolled over on its top? That was out there? That was creepy as hell. It's dome light on for no reason.
Crazy, creepy area. Definitely a lot of stuff going out there. I actually used to do ghost hunting with a paranormal team in Pueblo when I was younger. I would go out there, and I was always the first one to like jump into places. A crazy story, and I'll shout out if you can remember. What is Addie's? It's the Cat House Tattoos, correct?
Yes. Shout out to Addie at the Cat House Tattoo.
Cat House Tattoo Shop. Go see Addie. Tell her that we sent you. She'll freak out and tell you crazy stories, and you'll be in there until like 12 o'clock. She'll tell you
the gang of stuff.
But before it was whatever that was, it used to be an old brothel way, way back in the day, that building. And before it got rebuilt, remodeled, and they gutted it and built it into what's now her tattoo parlor, I was actually in there because it was supposedly haunted out there, which is pretty crazy that now it's turned super into a tattoo.
Scary as hell.
But I was definitely the first person. We did a couple places out in Pueblo. If you ever want to explore, I think mile marker 114 north of Pueblo. If you read your history on Pueblo, there was a train wreck. It's called Eden, I believe. It's Eden or Edith. I think it's Eden, but there was a train wreck back there in the supposedly haunted. You could go out there and have some fun. Then you've got Canyon City that's got all kinds of historical crazy stuff.
They got a lot of historical stuff out there.
You got the jail. Because
they have the Max Prism and everything there.
So the
Al Capone.
The prison museum, which is right off the main road in Canyon City, across the street, there used to be, or there's a cemetery. And that cemetery is mixed with both prisoners and an unmarked orphanage grave sites, because it used to be an orphanage.
Yeah,
it's supposedly it's haunted and stuff. Been out there too. Yep. So Pueblo's got a lot of crazy stuff. I love Pueblo. Colorado has a lot of crazy history. So
yeah, definitely does. Yep, there's a lot of crazy stuff. I don't know. Do you remember that show on MTV that they had back in the 90s called Fear?
I believe so.
They still have the episodes on YouTube. Scariest fucking show I've ever watched. Because I work in a mental institute, and there's abandoned places that people actually go to, and I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. They do lobotomies. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, that would scare the hell out of me with the stuff that they do within those mental asylums. And I'm just like, the way they did it on MTV was amazing. It scared the shit out of me.
Well,
like,
on the last
me
episode,
and my brothers would watch it. Oh, good Lord.
The last episode, if you guys didn't hear, we did talk about things that scared us, that terrified us when we were growing up and stuff. Movies or TV shows. One thing that I forgot to talk about, T, was Tales from the Crypt, Goosebumps, and Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I'm going to specifically talk about Are You Afraid of the Dark, because I was a Nickelodeon kid. I loved everything on that.
Baby right here.
How did they allow us to watch a show like that? There was an episode, and if you guys want to recall it, it's on Are You Afraid of the Dark is on Paramount Plus, so you could watch all the episodes. Yep. There's an episode where this little boy moves into a house, and he's haunted through his window by another little boy that's pale and floats up to his window and says, "I'm cold," constantly.
terrified me as a kid.
Oh, creepy as hell. Creepy.
What is Nickelodeon doing?
Nickelodeon knew. They were ahead of their time. See, and Are You Afraid of the Dark actually made a lot of things come into perspective and made me love horror type of stuff as being a kid. Like, just to make the lore and just, like, curiosity of things. Like, stuff like that just makes everything just different in the 90s. A lot of kids, they don't understand. Don't understand, like, the lore of stuff that we went through being a millennial. You know what I mean? Like we love scary stuff like that. We do. We love scary stuff like that. But the kids today, they're so desensitized that they think everything's fake because there's such a script behind everything. Like there's nothing that's going to scare them. The only thing that's going to scare them is real stuff instead of things that are going to be on their TV shows or movies.
I think it's lack of imagination when it comes down to
That too.
It's personal 100%. Imagination. You could look at somebody else's creativity, but if you don't have that other stuff that you experience, that's why I tell people all the time, let your kids go outside.
Yeah.
Take them out. Take the tablet away. Like, do what your parents did to them. Just don't beat them, but...
Yeah, exactly. See, and Nacho and I, we grew up in an era where we can go outside. We grew up in an era where we had internet, but we didn't have so much internet that we became dependent on it.
Yes.
And we were able to turn it off and go outside, ride bikes, you know, do hide and seek, do a lot of crazy stuff like that. But nowadays, kids will much rather stay in home and be on their cell phone, iPad, or internet and just browse and just do stupid shit instead of actually doing something that's going to be productive. Oh, I got somebody on my left. Oh, I'm he trying has to get a him. Shield.
Yep. Oh, that's what he has.
There's two.
Stay low. Stay low.
I'm down.
Damn it. Come over to me if you can. I'm trying to grab you. Coming and run. I'm going to get you in this bush. We could hide.
Let me see.
Oh, nope. They sniped you.
Oh, he smoked you. No, he smoked me. Yeah, you're still alive. You're good. You're good.
Damn it.
Don't even worry about it.
This map keeps on going back and forth, back and forth. Oh, TJ's down. I'm alone. This is scary, guys. Wait, there's... two teams and two individuals. That's a tough one, buddy. T, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm looking at something real quick for our TV movie recommendations. Squid Games, The Challenge. I haven't finished that. I have two episodes left, Notch. Did you finish it?
Oh, you need to finish it, T. Great TV show. Amazing. They did amazing. I did read that the winner, and I won't say he or she or them, the winner said recently that they hadn't received their check yet, even though they won.
Erica told me that too, that they never got their money.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was what funny. Is going on? I'm like, okay, Netflix, you guys got the money, unless you're paying everything for Stranger Things for it to come back for Stranger Things
they're 5. Like, we still need to make money off of.
Did make no money. Fucking 4.56 million.
Oh, it's me versus this guy.
That sucks. Go ahead. Smoke him. Smoke that fool. Get him. He's right there.
Watch this.
Smoke him, Notch.
I took his car. Oh, I'm so hurt. Fool.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, he's in the car.
Take that med kit. Oh, shit.
I should have drove him through the. I didn't even realize he was in the car.
Oh shit!
That was hilarious.
Fucking got smoked. Got smoked. Well, that is it for this episode, though. I mean, we're up to what, an hour?
Dang, it's already been. That's crazy.
56 minutes.
So again, this was more the Fortnite experience. So you could go see our gameplay. You could see us take what, third and second place and do it in an hour, which is pretty crazy for non-gamers. Yeah. Please check it out. Definitely answer all the polls and questions that TJ and I throw out on our social media. Check it out.
Yep. Definitely, you guys, definitely check out what we have. Answer the questions, even Instagram us, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all of the dilemmas, questions, and just give us more perspective for us to get everything going for you guys, because we want to make this thing pop.
Yeah, definitely. I think TJ, next episode, I do want to dig into herbals and like mushrooms and stuff like that. So if you guys want to start chiming in and start talking about that to us, we'd love to hear it. Yep. So we can bring it to the next episode. 2024, like I said last episode, keep yourself healthy, drink plenty of water. Don't try to drink and drive, or drink if you want to give it up.
Please, please be responsible.
Yeah, too many things happen, and we're at that age where you just got to keep yourself healthy. Even if you're young, keep yourself healthy. It'll help you when you get older. But next episode, I do want to talk about mushrooms, not the hallucinogenic. We will talk about hallucinogenics, but actual like reishi mushrooms and all that other good fun stuff that keeps your body healthy. Something that I definitely do, and TJ does. So we'll give you keep you posted, and we'll throw out some recipes for you guys as well. So tune in next week. That'll be our next episode. Hopefully it'll be next week, but yeah. Anything else, T?
Nope, I'm good. Oh. Everybody, please be cool. Everybody, please follow Instagram, Twitter, and every other platform that you're listening to the podcast on. Make sure you guys check out the cool attire shop. Purchase all your cool attire and your random cool fits. And be good. Enjoy the new year. We will see you guys in 2024. Peace.
It's a pleasure. We'll see you guys later.